Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Friday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we've been looking in the book of Ezekiel, chapter number 3, and then yesterday in chapter 33 in a parallel passage, and we've been talking about the watchman. On Monday we talked about how that everyone that's saved has been appointed by the Lord as a watchman. Ezekiel 3:17, Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. And maybe this bears explanation. A watchman would be like a gatekeeper, a sentinel, someone who stands and looks for the encroachment of the enemy or the advancement of the enemy. And in doing so, protects the lives of those who may be asleep inside the city wall. And so our appointment is by the Lord. And then we said we must be acquainted with the Lord. Ezekiel 3, verse 1. Moreover, he said unto me, Son of man, eat that thou findest, eat this roll, and go speak unto the house of Israel. We have to be acquainted with the Lord. If we are to be his watchmen, then we have to be acquainted with him and with his word. One of the most embarrassing things of life is to not be able to rightly divide the word of truth and to be ashamed because some cult ties you in knots because they hamstring pieces of scripture together and come up with a false doctrine, and you don't know enough true scripture to be able to combat that. And so we need to be acquainted with the Lord. And then we said that on Wednesday we need to be anointed of the Lord. Ezekiel chapter number 3, verse 12. The Bible says, Then the Spirit took me up. Verse 14, So the Spirit lift me up. The latter part of verse 14, But the hand of the Lord was strong upon me. May I say, we must be anointed of the Lord. The weapons of our warfare are spiritual, not carnal, to the tearing down of strongholds. We cannot go in our own strength, but we must go in the Spirit of the Lord and the anointing of the Lord. We must have the hand of the Lord strong upon us if we are to be the watchman that will be effective and that will do the job the Lord has called us to. Well, on yesterday we talked about the assignment from the Lord. Ezekiel 33, and I've moved over to the parallel passage in the latter part of Ezekiel. When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die, if thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hands. We have an assignment from the Lord. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way. In other words, there's a very clear principle here that we will have blood on our hands if we fail to sound the warning, because we have been given an assignment, and therefore the Lord expects us to carry that out. But further than that, the Bible says if we complete our assignment, the Bible says, and he heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. And so we're to get the blood off of our hands and get the blood on their heads. But then today we conclude this thought, Ezekiel 33, verse number 5. He that heard the sound of the trumpet and took not warning, his blood shall be upon him. But he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. May I say, that's the bottom line, is the accomplishment for the Lord. And that is that the souls might be delivered, that people might take warning. It's one thing to get blood off of our hands. It's quite another thing to get the blood on their own heads. But praise God, the primary goal is to get the blood on their hearts. We must be appointed by the Lord. We must be acquainted with the Lord. We must be anointed of the Lord. We must be assigned from the Lord. And we must accomplish it for the Lord. Our goal and motive must be that we don't want to see men, women, boys, and girls go to hell, but greater than that, that the God of heaven does not want to see humanity suffer in a devil's hell. May God help us in the days and months ahead to be watchmen, faithful witnesses for the gospel to the glory and honor of God. Our Father, thank you for counting us worthy. Thank you, Lord, for entrusting the gospel to men. Lord, you know it could have been angels, but you chose humanity. Father, help us to be faithful to that calling in Christ's name. Amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.